Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Craig Counsell.
When I'm on Sports Talk Radio, I learn that just keep talking, and that's helpful, right?
Could you expound on that?
No, I think that says it all.
Okay, good.
I'm going to go the anti-talk radio stance here.
Afternoons on the Score.
I can't say too much because I didn't work with him a ton, but I would just say he's really realized how good he is, you know, and I think that's, you know, when you start trusting in your ability and the pitches that he has, he's really bumped the velocity up on the fastball, and he's got that natural cut to it, so it's got some wicked movement. And he, you know, if he falls behind in a count, he's able to land the slider and the breaking ball right now, as well as the changeups become a weapon as well. You know, that was a fourth pitch for him, I guess, in spring training, but, you know, there's moments where it's the second go-to or the third go-to.
Cubs catcher Reese McGuire talking about Cade Horton, who I thought was excellent today. And I know it's only 5 2/3. I feel like there was more there, but I understand why Craig Counsell went to the bullpen. He was right there with Skeens. Pitched more than Skeens inside of this game. Both pitchers were outstanding. And then the Cubs end up losing this game in extras 2-1, 0-10 with runners in scoring position. Let's go back out to Wrigley Field. Let's talk with our guy, Bruce Levine, who joins us on the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circa app today. Bruce, thanks for joining me. I appreciate it. Let's talk about Cade Horton. How have you seen him grow?
Well, just the maturity, Lawrence, of a guy that has his big arm and got hurt a couple years in a row and only threw 37 innings last year, and now from spring training to now becoming a big part of the rotation. And really, I don't think he's had a bad outing. I think they've won 6 out of the 8 games that he started, and he hasn't been really bad in any of them. He's just continued to mature. And as you said today, he went pitch to pitch and toe to toe with Skeens, if you believe that starting pitchers pitch against starting pitchers. You know, his 5 2/3 innings with 3 hits and 1 walk and 4 strikeouts in 76 pitches, as you alluded to, maybe could have gone further, but they're kind of nursing those innings along right now.
Yeah, they are, and it's not like the game was poorly pitched by the bullpen either. I mean, you only give up 2 runs, and getting out of that situation in the 10th, only giving up 1 run, was kind of a miracle considering how that inning started. But I want to stay with Horton for a second. I don't know, Bruce, if I thought he would be this good this quickly. Like, I know what the pedigree is. I know how excited people are about him, but I do think it's a testament to his preparation and how the Cubs have brought him along that he hasn't looked overwhelmed at all since being called up.
Yeah, you're right, Lawrence. I mean, there's no question that he continues to get questions, even from me, I think, in the post game when I asked him, you know, when did you feel that you stopped coming in thinking like you're a rookie? When did you start being that confident? And he gave a terrific answer, saying, you know, I still feel like I'm a rookie at times, but I'm a confident guy right now. I feel confident when I go out there. I feel good about, you know, this really good team behind me and the way that I've been accepted here. So, you know, this is a really mature kid. And, you know, I think a lot should be said about the Cub farm system, about not only promoting, you know, the Pete Crow Armstrongs and the Shaws and the Amayas down the line, but they're also identifying, you know, top quality individuals who learn very quickly as well and understand their place in the organization. So I think it's probably not pointed out about the Cub organization developing these quality people and drafting and signing these quality people. I think, you know, it's important to look at.
You've covered enough baseball to know that sometimes you have a bad week or a bad couple weeks inside of a season. That being said, the Cubs are in a space right now where over the last 10 games they haven't been as good as they were before. Is there any connective tissue to why we saw them, you know, lose the series to Detroit and the series to Philly and now have this game against Pittsburgh?
Skubal, Wheeler, Skeens, there's a theme here, Lawrence. The theme is they face some really outstanding pitching. And, you know, they haven't been embarrassed by anybody. They've been in all of their games. They've lost some along the way. I just think the offense, you know, the idea that people concentrate on the Cubs for the first 55 games averaging 6 runs a game is skewed. There's no such thing. It's only happened twice in big league history that a team has scored an average 6 runs per game. Okay, so the real number in Major League Baseball to average is about 4.5. If you can do 4.5, 4.7, if you're lucky enough to get to 5, you have a pretty good offense, and it's going to be really good. So coming back, you know, when you see how many games they had where they scored 10 runs or more early, that skewed the number of we're averaging 6 runs a game. It's really not true. The rote number says yes, but you know, the in-game stuff, you know, where you're going to score all those runs all the time, it's really not a reality. I think the thing that they've shown here during this tough stretch where they've gone 5-6 over their last 11 is they can win games when the offense isn't firing. They can stay in games. They make, you know, their games are entertaining, interesting, well-played. Very rarely do you see defensive mistakes that really are embarrassing with the Chicago Cubs, base-running mistakes that are embarrassing. And, you know, in one-run games from time to time, you're going to see things that stand out like that. Whereas, you know, in double-digit win games, those little things are washed away. This is a well-run team, though.
Bruce, we probably don't talk enough about Seiya Suzuki. And it's weird because if you look at his OPS since being a Cub, it's been fairly consistent. And this year there's a little bit of a jump with him being closer to 900 with his OPS. But this guy has been producing. How did they keep him engaged? Because I know that he wanted to play the field more, and he played right field today. But I know that he didn't think of himself as a DH. Yet Council was able to say, look, this is where we need you. We've got Kyle Tucker playing right field. We have a Gold Glover in left field with Ian Happ and a guy who's going to Gold Glover in center field. So there's no place for you out there, but we need your bat in the lineup. How did they keep him engaged and getting maybe his best season out of him as a Cub?
Well, he's not a rookie, Lawrence. He's a professional player that's going to turn 31 in August. So he knows the drill. And to his credit, if you look at his body when he came in here in 2 years ago, this is his third year with the Cubs, and you look at it now, he has worked really hard on conditioning. And he's a much stronger baseball athlete now. The authority that he hits a ball with is much different now than it was 3 years ago when he came from Japan. To his credit, the Cubs conditioning people's credit, they've really helped him build up. You know, he had some injuries the previous 2 years with oblique situations. This year it's been, you know, straight through just pounding the ball and maybe barreling, hitting the ball as hard as anybody in the National League, including his teammates. It's been fun to watch. I think the one rap on him, and I don't know if it's fair or not, statistically, I don't know if it's fair, but there was a rap in him that his hits didn't always come in big moments. Mm-hmm. Well, I think that's changed dramatically this year, right? I mean, he's had a lot of big hits for them, a lot of big moments, and he's a huge part of their offense.
There's no doubt about that. Bruce Levine joining us from Wrigley Field. The Cubs lose 2-1 in extras to the Pirates today. Pete Crow Armstrong, be honest with me, Bruce. Did you think that this was in him at this point in his career to be talked about as an MVP candidate?
Well, Lawrence, I always try to be honest with you, first of all.
It's true.
And I'm usually successful, but I can't always be. But, I mean, I think I am being truthful in saying I don't think me or anybody envisioned 18 home runs by Pete Crow Armstrong before half the season's over with. I mean, they just played their 70th game. You have another 11 games till the halfway mark. For all of us who love to project, you know, how many home runs and RBIs the guy's going to have by where they're at in the season, how many they have. I mean, it's a fascinating number. I think the one thing that I didn't know, and I asked counsel this in the pregame today, and he gave me a short but great answer. And I said, how does he get to balls? How does he hit balls at 90 over his head, at 94, 95 at his feet? How would you explain this from this baseball athlete? And he said, I don't know. And you know, for a guy that's as well-prepared, as smart as Consul, it was just a straightforward, you know, we didn't see this magic coming. We saw an outstanding young baseball athlete that could impact the game defensively on the bases, with the bat at times. But I don't think anybody, including Pete himself, saw this much coming this quickly. It's been a shock to the baseball world, for people who like, you know, the metrics and love the WAR number. He's been two or one most of the whole first 70 games of the year. So, you know, the numbers are there. The excitement is there. You know, again, the comparisons to the most exciting Cub players in history, or at least going back to Javi Baez when he was doing his magic here, it's all been there, and it's been a part of a really fun ride for Chicago Cub fans the first 70 games.
So, Bruce, it looks like Andrew Vaughn is going to get an opportunity in Milwaukee to resurrect his career. What went wrong, and do you think that Pat Murphy and the Brewers might be able to get some more out of him?
Well, first of all, he's going to the minor leagues, okay? So there's not a clear path at first base or in DH, you know, for him. Some of the Milwaukee writers were writing today, well, he's played the outfield before, but we know he's not an outfielder,
yep.
Okay? To his credit, he tried to be an outfielder when they needed him and when they had Abreu at first, and it was a detriment to his career, in my opinion, Lawrence.
Mine too.
He incurred some leg injuries. I you know, I don't like to use excuses for players, but I think that he was always going to be a first baseman or DH, and it really impacted his career with the White Sox. So the clear path to the major leagues with the Brewers is just not there right now. Savali coming over from the Brewers, there's more a clear path for him to be a starting pitcher, protecting some of those young players' innings, seeing some of their games become a little bit wonky along the way. You know it's going to happen for rookies and young pitchers, and trying to prevent injuries to the most valued part of the Chicago White Sox organization right now, the starting pitching staff.
Inside the Clubhouse will air tomorrow morning. Who you got?
Jameson Taillon of the Chicago Cubs. Him and Boyd have really been the aces of that staff since Imanaga and Steele went down. And Gene Lamont, who is the Don Zimmer of the Pittsburgh Pirates, he has been resurrected to be the voice for the new manager with the Pirates. And White Sox, former White Sox and Pirates manager, will be joining us as well. Thanks a lot, Lawrence. Enjoyed it.
Thank you, Bruce. That's Bruce Levine, our baseball insider, jumping in and giving us some information. And we always love that. Check out Inside the Clubhouse tomorrow morning starting at 9 a.m. You guys ever notice that you don't let Bruce go? Bruce lets you go.
I was just saying, I'm like, he signed himself off.
I like that, though. He knows. He's like, he knows. What do I do at the end of interviews? I hit the promo for him. And he knows when I get the promo done, it's time to go.
Interesting having Jameson Tye on, too. I heard that he was hot garbage. That was the word on the morning show. Dustin Rhodes, that's right. Dustin Rhodes, hot garbage.
I laughed because didn't Tyone have another quality start yesterday?
He did. He was really good yesterday.
And I immediately thought of Dustino.
He's had a quality start. The game that led Dustin to call him hot garbage.
He gave up three solo home runs.
He had a quality start in that game and has had a quality start in every start since.
Jameson Tyone's numbers this year are pretty great.
He's breaking the every other year trend.
He's a 0.98 whip. That's
decent.
It's pretty good for a guy that's in at the back end of your rotation and kind of having to be at the top of it now because you got guys who are hurt. He's been pretty good.
Quality start? That was not a quality start. Hot garbage. That's what Jameson Tyone was.
Wait, let me just check real quick on Dustino. By the way, Dustino did a great job with Cubs pre and post today. Let me see. All right. If you look at Jameson Tyone over his last 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, his last 6 starts and 8 out of 9 starts have been quality starts.
You take that. You take that.
6 1/3, 2 earned, 7 innings, 1 earned. 6 1/3, 2 earned, 6 1/3, 1 earned. 7 innings, 1 earned. 6 innings, 3 earned. The clunker against the Mets, then 6 innings, 2 earned, 7 innings, 1 earned. That's pretty good.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Yep. We have to take a break. When we come back, my cousin who runs the Lions had some things to say about Ben Johnson joining the Bears. We'll talk about it next here on The Score.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.